Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adam, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has clearly been defined and designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be saying, Coach Adams, what am I working? Working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, our last installment of Motivational Mondays was truly rich and empowering. We had an intense look in our Shape Up series as we continue to build our muscles of achieving our goals for our vision and doing what we need to do to make it happen. If you missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going on today's broadcast, and I'm truly excited. I, Coach Adams, will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, which we truly love and appreciate. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to dream big against all odds. Before we jump into today's topic and welcome in today's guest, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to the show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a quick tweet, send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottom, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join us for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for you assisting us with expanding our outreach. I have a question that I want to bring to today's virtual boardroom, and that question is, what has caused you to stop dreaming? I want to encourage you to grab your pens, your notepads, your laptops, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need, because today's discussion, without question, is going to be rich and empowering. Well, I want to welcome in today's in-studio guest, but let me just give you a quick snapshot of who this all-star is joining us on Motivational Mondays today. Lori Battle. Lori is a success coach, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, and event producer. Lori coaches some of our brightest stars in the entertainment industry, as well as entrepreneurs, CEOs, and career professionals who are looking to grow their dreams into reality. She started her journey as an entrepreneur at age 20 with a $100 investment. And by the time she was in her mid-20s, she was operating multiple successful businesses. She's always been passionate about helping others succeed in life. And since 2009, she has been coaching men and women to success through her coaching program called Coaching Designed by Lori. Let's bring in today's in-studio guest with a virtual round of applause, Miss Lori Battle. Welcome to Motivational Monday.
Thank you so much, Coach Adams. It is so much of a pleasure to be here with you and your panel and guests tonight. And thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this conversation tonight.
Oh, wow. It is such a joy to have, as I mentioned, such an all-star joining us today to share richness of wisdom and nuggets and jewels that individuals can really grab hold to and move to the next level in their vision. You know, I always love to ask individuals, and we heard a snippet of your bio, and we'll hear more of who you are on a professional side, but if you had to describe Lori Battle and who she is to someone, who would you say that she is?
Well, I would describe myself as a girl who came from a background and circumstances that weren't always what she would have wanted them to be and hope them to be, but through a lot of determination, faith, and self-discovery, she realized that she could dream bigger than her circumstances and her surroundings and become who she wanted to be and become who she saw herself becoming and not allowing her past to define her. So I would describe myself as a girl who broke through a glass ceiling and that many have not been able to do where I come from. And so I consider myself a trailblazer and a leader and a role model that other people can look at and say, wow, if Lori can do it, I can do it. So in a nutshell, that's what I would sum myself up as, a poster child for women who overcome and withstand. So that's who I am. Ooh. Coach Adams.
I absolutely love that, Lori, because, you know, so often individuals say, my past defines me. I can't break beyond this. And you are saying, no, absolutely you can. Can you share with us, what would you say was the defining moment that really gave you that aha awareness of you can?
Well, I want to say one big defining moment that really allowed me to see that, you know what, the things that you're dealing with right now will not define you. They will not limit you and hold you back. Was as early as when I was in the ninth grade. And what happened was I was horrible in mathematics. Horrible, meaning that I got F's. And I was challenged in that area. Although I was very charismatic, I was very creative, very personable. I had these talents and a lot of gifts that I was also aware of. I was very likable. People liked me. They were drawn to me. And but I had some academic challenges, and I flunked math in the ninth grade. Okay, so that was a pivotal moment in my life because, you know, in ninth grade back then, that was considered junior high school. So we went from elementary, and then the next phase in education was junior high school, and then the next phase was high school. So ninth grade, I had this math class, which was, I believe, pre-algebra. So I failed it, and it was devastating for me, Coach Adams, because I knew what that meant. I knew that if I failed that class, that I would not be able to graduate and accumulate to the 10th grade with my class. Now, I can go on to the 10th grade, but, you know, the big cherry on top of the cake is when you are able to participate in the graduation ceremony, right? So that was a rude awakening for me. And it was very humiliating. It was very devastating and embarrassing because my mother, you know, my mother's very old-fashioned. Well, she was. She's no longer with us, but she was very old-fashioned. So she didn't refrain from coming up to your school, embarrassing you, and, you know, straighten you out. So even my mother went to bat for me, and she tried to beg to, you know, get my grade changed and to help me to be able to participate in graduation because that meant a lot. That was symbolic of, you know, moving forward. So, like I said, I didn't get that opportunity, so I failed that math class. The teacher was very set on not changing the grade and helping me, so I had to deal with that consequence. And I had to end up in summer school that summer. And I had just an epiphany. I don't know what it was, but it was like at that age, the Spirit was speaking to me and showing me, listen, you're at a crossroad right now, and you can either choose to keep going down the pathway that you're going, and there you will find yourself at a dead end. Or you can choose another pathway, and there you will be able to retain the information, gain the knowledge and the insight that you need to become a person who is able to overcome challenges and to be a success story. So at that moment in summer school, I decided, you know what, I want to go down the other pathway. I want to challenge myself. I want to push myself, and I want to see what I can really do because I hadn't given it everything that I could at that point. So by the time I got into the 10th grade, I did an absolute 180. So I turned all around.
Wow.
And I just began to become an academic all-star, as you say.
Mm.
And that F that I used to get in the ninth grade, I then began to get A's, and I became a teacher's pet, and I became the one that everybody looked at as, oh my God, you're such a nerd, you get A's, you know this, and they envied me, but they didn't know my story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. That was one of those moments in my life where I realized, okay, I can turn things around, and I can make them work for my good. So, yeah. It was that long ago in the ninth grade.
I absolutely love that. And, you know, we all have at some stage a defining moment, and for each of us, it's a little different. You know, as I was listening to you share about your mom, I said, wow, your mom must have been hanging out with my mom because she would roll up on you. You better be where you tell us to be.
Oh, yeah.
Or you
oh, yeah.
Thought I'm gone, you know. So I love
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that made us better, you know.
It really did. It really did.
It really did. And so, you know, as I'm listening to Lori share, where would you say this passion for dreaming and assisting others to dream came
yes.
from. And speaking, you know what I mean? Speaking on this particular
yeah.
subject.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to give credit to my mother again. My mother probably was hanging out with your mom if she believed in giving whoopings, you know, and being strict. And so I come from that type of home base. But I really, my mother.
She did not spare the rod, Lori. She did not spare the rod.
No, 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 no. Yeah. No, I wish she would have. Believe me, she could remember weeks ahead, like, don't I owe you a whooping from like a month ago? You know, so it was kind of this joke me and my brother used to play around with. But yeah, she was super, super strict. But I thank God for her. And but I really looked up to my mother. I didn't care how many whoopings she gave me. I loved her so much and I admired her so much. And I wanted to be like her so much. She was such a determined woman. And I got my tenacity to dream big from her, because although my mother, she was not a well-educated woman, and but she was definitely truly a talented woman, gifted, and she dreamed big against all odds, and as your topic is today. And although she, you know, she came from circumstances, she came from a huge family of 14 kids, okay, my gosh, seven boys, seven girls, I mean, in a one small household, you know, but she had the tenacity to dream outside of her circumstances, and she went on and she became a singer. And so in the 60s, my mother used to be a background singer for Ike and Tina Turner. Yeah. So she sang with them for, I believe, almost a year. So the story goes, and is my mother was a background singer, but she was, you know, you had to dance with Ike and Tina Turner. You can just sing, but you had to have the moves. You've seen What's Love Got to Do with It. So, you know, they were a moving machine, and you had to know how to get down. So, yeah, my mother had the voice, but she didn't have the moves. So they knew that she had something special. So they said, look, you know, Ike told her, you know, you're not going to cut it as a background dancer, but we want you to tour with us. So for a year, my mother was their opening act while they traveled all around the country. And my mother did her own recordings. And so she had her own album that she released. And so she later became a Christian and gave her life to the Lord. And she started singing for the church and creating albums and making music, and was a minister of music at our church. So and then she also started a restaurant with my aunt, and it was cute. You know, we got to be a part of that, and we got to work there, and we got to be around, you know, that whole experience and learning about service and learning about business and about money. So at a young age, again, I got to experience these things, and it excited me. It made me feel like this is really what I want to do. I want to be in control of my own money. I want to be able to make the money that I want without limits and caps. So I got that lesson, you know, working down at her cafe when I was, you know, 10 and 11. And it meant everything to me to come home with a pocket full of money. And, you know, so it sprung up in me quickly about entrepreneurship and generating my own income and being able to advance myself as far as I wanted to take myself. So, yeah, my mother was a big inspirational part of that. And it caused me to start early too. I officially started my first business when I was 20, but I was doing business as a elementary student. So I was selling different things. You know, I didn't have the mind to know then that, oh, I'm operating my own business, but I actually was as early as 12 years old. So I've been grinding for a long time, Coach Adams, and got a lot more grind left to do. Yeah, it's exciting.
And I definitely want to. It is exciting. I mean, I'm so excited about the journey that you're on, and I definitely want to give you an opportunity to share about one of your projects that launched in 2013, and that's actually how I came to know about you. And so
okay,
we'll definitely talk about that, because it connects with our subject. But before you get to that, I want you to set it up and share with our audience, what does it mean to Lori Battle to be a dreamer, to dream big?
Well, Tim, I use this analogy when I do some of my mastermind groups or when I speak. For me, what it means to dream big, it's like seeing yourself as a tiny popcorn seed. But you see yourself in the future as a full popped piece of popcorn. And you might not have all the answers and you might not know all the whys, how you're going to become that piece of popcorn, but you have the determination, you have the drive that gets you there to becoming that piece of popcorn. And so that to me is what dreaming big is. It's like you might have the seed and you are at a stage of, you know, just beginning and starting off, but you see yourself in the future as this, you know, whatever it is, a motivational speaker, world traveler, franchise owner. And so in between that space is that drive and the determination that will cause you to get there if you just don't quit. So for me, that's what it means. It's I've been a seed. I have been that little tiny kernel that, you know, felt like, wow, I was uncomfortable in that shell. And I knew that I could see myself full grown as this, you know, person who came into their own. And I had to do the work and I had to be constantly driven and I had to be focused and relentless and develop thick skin and to be able to get to a point of, you know what, I feel like I'm becoming who I saw myself years ago. So that's what dreaming big to me is defined as.
You know, and what wisdom would you share with someone, Lori, if they're struggling with, they see themselves as the actual little kernel, but they're struggling
yeah.
with seeing that popcorn? What would you say to an individual that may kind of be in that place that they can't really
yeah.
see? You know what I mean?
Right. You know, that's a good question, because so many people will despise small beginnings and they want to get microwave. You know, that's why now they make microwavable popcorn. But the best popcorn is the one that you pop on the stove and you got to shake the skillet and get it all warm and heat it up and the kernels start popping. So there's a process that all of us have to go through. And I would not trade my process for anything in the world. So, of course, you know, it was times where I was antsy and I felt like, man, I wish things would move along a lot quicker, boy. But it happened as it happened, and it happened in season. And so when you're in season and it happens, there is no regrets, because you know what? There's no way that you could ever have done that on your own or with your own abilities, but it has to be a divine intervention that makes things come together as they should. So you don't want to forfeit that process. And it's beautiful to embrace those startups and embrace the small beginnings. You know, I talk to women and men, you know, who are trying to get started, and I help them sort out and get the clarity on, you know, why are you doing this? Because a lot of people are doing a lot of things that they're not assigned to do. And I want to make sure that, you know what, I'm always in my purpose and in my assignment. And so I would encourage anyone, if you are feeling like, you know what, gosh, I'm frustrated or I'm stressed, you know, where I'm at, you know what, get your mind off of the future and focus on right now, because right now is a great place to be. And right now will take you from here to the next phase, to the next phase. But you got to be committed and faithful to right now is what I would say to someone starting off.
I love it. And, you know, I want to fast forward, or back up, I should say, because we're in 2017.
Yeah.
Back up to 2013, meaning fast forward in your story, but back up to 2013. You
okay, right.
Dream Big Weekend. Tell us how did this come about? Because obviously, you know, and I've done events myself as well, so I know that that's mm-hmm. not a small task. Tell us a little bit about how this seed blossomed into a kernel.
All right. Yes, a kernel. So, the Dream Big – well, actually – let me just explain the history of it, is that we started off with as the Dream Girl Luncheon, and we still are the Dream Girl Luncheon, but it was a vision that God had given to me probably a few years before I actually launched it in 2000 and around 2009, and just some things came up that took priority over it, but it was burning inside of me that I need to do this event, and I need to get women together in a positive setting that was very inspirational, celebratory, and empowering. So I finally got up the, one, the courage to do it, and then, two, the resources to do it. And I decided in 2013, you know what, let's go for it. And I said, listen, if we only have 10 people come, then that's the 10 that are supposed to be there, and we will do it up like there's 500 people here. And I'm a big believer in Scripture, and as the Word says, if we're faithful over the small things, God will make us ruler over many, right? So I just said, God, listen, I know you called me to do this, and I don't know how, when, where, or why, but I'm going to be faithful to it, and I'm just going to honor it as you gave it to me. So the long short of it is that the event ended up selling out Coach Adams, and we only had standing room only. And it was very, very mind-blowing, to say the least, because it was like nothing that I could have scripted or that I could have orchestrated, but I totally believe it was just divine, and God knew that this needed to happen. So we launched it in 2013. We had a house full of women, and we had a wonderful time, and the event was supposed to be only 3 hours, but about 5-6 hours later, and I noticed people were not leaving, and they were having a magnificent time. There was a lot of networking going on, a lot of collaborations, just a lot of positive energy. And so I knew then that this event was needed, and that I had to carry it forward, because at the time I didn't have any plan. I didn't set out to do an annual or anything. I knew that I just needed to do this event. So my mind and my focus was on just, let's do this event. But after that, and the way that I saw women just light up in sparks, and I saw just people being set free, you know, and I said, okay, I will have to do this again. And so we did it the following year, and it pretty much doubled in size, and then the following year it doubled in size. And so the event is just taken on a life form of its own, and it is now an event that people tell me that they will come to for life, and they tell all of their friends about, and the testimonials I get give me chills on my body about some of the experiences that the women have had coming to the event. So that's how we got started with the Dream Girl Luncheon in 2013. And this year we are doing the Dream Big Experience, because now we are inviting men to come. So we are going to be pressing play on everyone's dream, men, women, young, old, everybody's going to have a moment where they can begin to take it one step higher. So that's what we got going on there.
Wonderful. It sounds very exciting. I can feel your passion around it. So when the next Dream Girl Experience?
The next event is on August the 20th. Well, the three-day weekend is August 25th, 26th, and so it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 25th, 26th, and 27th. And the actual Dream Girl Luncheon is, is on the 26th.
How can an individual get more information? I do apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. Excitedly share with the listening audience how they can make the connection, because obviously – you have shared that it sold out the first year and keeps, you know, growing in numbers. How can they make a connection now for August?
Most definitely. So we have a website for the Dream Girl Luncheon and the Dream Big Experience Weekend. And the website address is www.dreamgirlluncheon. And that will link you to the Dream Big Experience Weekend. And the tickets will start going on sale April the 1st. So that's when we launch our first promotional for the event in August, is on April the 1st. And the website is currently undergoing some construction, but it's still intact enough where you can get some of the information that you'll need for registration and just kind of what we're about, what our mission is, and see some of the cool photos from some of the previous events, and just kind of get a feel for what we got going on. So, yeah, we're going live in April 1st, and the event is on the weekend of August the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Wonderful. And I want to thank our global listening audience for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspired Media for You. We are talking about, with Lori Battle, dreaming big against all odds. So in hearing you, obviously being an entrepreneur and all of the various hats that you wear, Lori, has it been an easy journey?
Oh, goodness. Are you kidding me? if it wasn't hard, I mean, you know, that's how you know how to strain out the weak from the strong. But no, not by any means has it been easy. And I'm glad it hasn't, honestly, because it allowed me to know that this is really what I'm supposed to be doing, because I believe the harder your fault, the more it builds muscle. Because you have to, when you fight back, you use muscle. You can't grow muscle if you don't fight back. So that's how I know that, you know what, I'm in my zone, I'm in my element, and my muscle has grown because, you know, looking back from where I started, I'm not the same person. I am unrecognizable. The way I talk, the way I engage, my perspective, it's all different. And but it's been a journey, you know. I've had a lot of no's, you know, and I've had a lot of yeses. You know, I prefer yeses, but the no's, I have enjoyed being told no, because it gives me something to work on, something to work for. And so I have had my share of experiences, ups and downs, crying, you know, wanting to give up and say, I'm done, I can't do it, it's too much, you know, why? And but I keep on moving forward for some reason. And that reason is because I really, truly love people, and I truly, truly want to see the best in people. And so I don't do it for myself. I know that I'm doing it for someone else, and that's what makes this just that much more enjoyable and that much more rewarding, is that when you're doing it for someone else and you want to see someone else's life change, is that, you know what, you understand what your purpose in life is. And so when I understood what my purpose in life was, Coach Adams, it was like unlocking the key to a door that you felt like was a 1,000-pound door, and it just easily opened when you found that key. So, yeah, finding my purpose has been monumental.
And, you know, I was going to ask you, what has been the greatest life lesson that you've learned to date? And it sounds like we just touched on it. Is there anything else that you would share around that thing?
You know, and I would also say that one of my greatest life lessons is that I know that God gave me my dream, and so giving you your dream is your responsibility to fulfill it. And sometimes we rely on others to help us fulfill our dreams, and we get easily disappointed when others let us down, and that often causes us to retreat and to fall back. And we have to understand that when a dream is given to us, that everything that we need will be supplied to us to accomplish that dream if you just trust and have faith. And so that's been also one of my greatest learning experiences, knowing that what God gave to me, He's giving me the orders to carry it out, and no one else. Because no one else can do it like me. No one else can do what you do like you. And so understanding that produces great, great fruit. So, yeah, that's been another one of my learning lessons, Coach Adams.
I love it. You're sharing some wonderful richness. And, Lori, I was wondering, are there any practical steps that you would be able to give insight on to the listening audience on how they can stay on the journey or start the journey, move to the next level in this dreaming process of dreaming big against all odds, those obstacles that life will bring
yeah.
to try to get you to quit.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because that's what we are in, is a process of life. And life, with life comes trials, tribulations, joys, happinesses, successes, losses, wins, gains, some of everything. And so, yes, I would say what I would recommend step by step is, one, is understanding that, you know what, you were given a life to live it. So living life does not mean that it's always going to go good. You're always going to, you know, be in the bird's eye view. The cat's eye view. You know, you're going to have challenges, and you're going to have some upsets, some loses, and some wins. But that does not mean that you are not on the right pathway. So understanding that life happens to the best of us. I could tell you a million stories about challenges that I've had to overcome just in this year in my personal life, okay? And each one of those would want to cause me to quit and to give up, or to, you know, to regress. But I refuse to, because I understand this is life, and that, you know what, in living life, you have to be willing to accept that, you know what, everything might not go your way, but that does not mean that you're not going in the right way. So understand that, one. And then two, it's always important to assess who are your influencers. Who is influencing you in the decisions that you make? Because something or someone is influencing us all at some point and period in life. And so if you are not moving in the right direction that you want and need to be moving in, then you have to assess, what are the influences that are causing you to stay stagnant, or that are causing you to move backwards instead of forward? And so that comes with, you know what, time and maturity is understanding that. And then three is that I always say, don't beat yourself up and be so hard on yourself, and give yourself a break sometimes. You know, it's tough out there, you know, in a very competitive world, and, you know, there's so many people doing things, and some people are a lot further ahead than you, or, you know, somebody might be behind you. But if you understand and you stay in your lane, and you know what you are called to do, no matter if 15 million other people are doing it, but you do it the way it's uniquely given to you, you will be successful with that. You know, you will absolutely soar, and you will grow, because you are being true and genuine to what you're called to do, and not worrying about how everyone else does it or what they're doing. So those are three steps that I would say, you know what, think about those things and see how maybe applying those, or, you know, making some subtle changes, how it will drastically change the way your dreams evolve and things come into place for you a lot quicker.
You know, I love that you gave us some things to process around practically. And, you know, one of the things that I love that you said, and I hope I'm saying it correctly, everything may not go your way, but it doesn't mean that you're not going in the right way. Did I capture that correctly?
You said it right. Yes. That. Yes. Isn't
that
good?
That, because, you know,
yeah.
It is so rich, because so often people think, oh, well, things are not happening the way that I wanted to, so that must mean I'm not going in the right direction. But like you said and said so well, Lori, when you are clear on your purpose and you know that, you know, with life there's an assignment. There's something that you have been created to do, and it shapes differently for the seasons that you're in. But when you know that and you continue to move forward in that, you definitely get the breakthrough at some time, you know, at some stage along the journey. It may not happen when we want it to. I love that.
Yeah.
That was just really rich.
Awesome.
I think that
this
is a great time to invite our listening audience to chime in. You know, I anticipate that there's someone that maybe they're really connecting around what's being spoken today. They have a question or a comment. And so I want you to know, our global listening audience, that this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are listening in by way of an electronic device, you do need to dial in, and the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. And no, you can't just press those keys on your keypad of your computer. You have to pick up the phone and dial in, and we would love to have you engage with us. 516-453-9374. If you're already dialed in, just simply press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. You know, Lori, as we continue to share around this subject today of dreaming big, dream big against all odds, is there one particular obstacle or odd that you are able to share to kind of inspire someone, something that you had the faith to get on the other side that you feel comfortable with sharing with us today? I know you said you could share many, but just if there's something that you would feel good about sharing with us to inspire someone listening in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a sharer. I'm a very transparent kind of person and coach, and that's just my style, is real life experiences that help people with real life situations. And so one thing that I would say that was my dream big against all odds was, and this is probably very common with your listeners, maybe with you and just a lot of people in general, is money, you know, either having enough of it, or how do I use what I have and, you know, making it go far and, you know, accomplish what I need. So for me, I've fortunately always been very smart about making money. It's like that was a gift for me. It's like I've had the ability to make money, and I don't take that for granted at all. However, I needed to have better money management skills, you know. I needed to, and it wasn't like I was a reckless spender or I, you know, just throwing it away on just nonsense, but I wasn't using my money strategically. You know, I was a good saver. I knew how to save and always kept, you know, money in the bank since I was in my 20s. So I had that down. You know, I knew that. That's something that I don't know where I learned, was that you need to save. And that's a good tip I want to tell anybody listening, is that definitely, and I still save, okay? However, learning how to be strategic with money was something that I did not have a tool, and I didn't know how. So I had to learn, how do I strategize? How do I multiply what I have? And not just save it, but multiply it on a rapid basis. And so I had to get around people that could show me how to do that. One, thank God, God sent me a husband who was a money genius. Okay, so he was able to show me things that I just was, one, very resistant to, you know, because I knew I was doing it this way for so long, and I thought, you know, it's working, but it wasn't working in a rapid and increased kind of way. So when I decided to finally listen and get good advice, okay, so I should try and do this instead of that. Okay, let's give it a shot. I'm willing. I'm open. I had to be open. And so, okay, once I was open and I tried something different, I started to see results. And I started going, oh, wow, this is really awesome. It works. And then I tried something different, you know, with another avenue of finances. So I had to become open, Coach Adams, to the way that I had a relationship with money. And I had to be open, not so much that it was just like take these wild risks, but I had to discover ways that worked, that would work for me. And so that was one of those, you know what, let's learn how to if I want to dream big, you need money, right? Even in the scriptures, it speaks about money, that money solves all things. So I'm going to biblical on that as well. So for people that, you know, are believers that might be listening that think that, you know what, money is not that important, or money is, it's not the love of money, but it's about using money resourcefully and wisely. It's important. And so once I gained that type of valuable relationship where, you know what, I had respect for my money, then I began to see how I could use the money that I was making to empower me and the mission that God had put me on. So, yeah, there you have it. It was one of those aha moments for me.
Got it. And you know what I love about what you shared is that you shared the flip side of the coin. Because so often individuals, they will say, I don't have the resources. And in this case,
right.
it wasn't an issue of not having the resources. It was about
mm-hmm.
being wise and smart and strategic, as you specifically stated, with the money that you had. Is there any
Correct.
Wisdom that you would give someone who may say, now I'm on the opposite side of the coin, Miss Lori, Coach Lori, what
yeah.
should I not start because I don't have the resources? What wisdom would you give someone? And I do see that we have a caller, and we'll bring you in after Lori answers this.
Absolutely. I would say to someone who's listening, and if you're in a position where you feel like I don't have the money, okay, listen, you always have the money, okay, because if you earn an income, you have a job, and you go to work, and you bring in an income, you have money. So you have to prioritize what you're doing with your money, because unless you are unemployed or homeless or, you know, just destitute, you have money. So money management is the key that is missing a lot of times, Coach Adam. So that's where you have to become strategic as well. On that flip side is that, how do I manage my money where I have what I need to get done what I need to get done? Okay. So sometimes you have to step back and not focus on the money so much, because sometimes people are focused on money, money, money. But do you have your processes in place? Do you have your operations in place? And if you can say no, then that needs to be a focus, because sometimes we're focusing on the wrong thing about money, but we really need to be asking, what about these creative ideas and how do I catalog them and how do I prioritize them and what I need to be doing first? Because I have a lot of clients and I talk to women and men who have so many things. It's like, gosh, missiles and rockets are shooting off all the time, and they don't know which one should be going first. And so helping to prioritize those is one of my missions. But, yeah, I'll take your caller's question, sure.
Wonderful. So we will transition our caller in. Area code 702, last four digits 5600. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Coach Lori Battle.
Well, good evening, Coach Adams and Coach Lori.
Good evening.
Your testimony was awesome. And
thank you.
I have to tell you that I really appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And also the financial tips. I just spent
yeah.
36 hours in a seminar this weekend called
wow.
Millionaire Minds.
Uh-huh.
And they actually gave us a formula
uh-huh.
for saving money.
Okay.
And the scenario that they used, they use seven jars
mm-hmm.
for you to put your money in.
Mm-hmm.
One was for financial freedom, and that
mm-hmm.
was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to take 10% to put in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your long-term savings, and you might
okay.
have two of those, okay, depending
mm-hmm.
on what person. And that's 5%.
Okay. Okay.
Then you have your education.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And then your necessities was 55%.
Okay.
And then your play, whatever
entertainment.
I just call it disposable money.
Right, right.
And then one for giving, you
okay,
know, and they
exactly.
want you to give that 10% for giving to yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was the way they broke it down to us.
Okay.
And it was mind-boggling the way they broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really had a great session. Really had a great session
uh-huh.
because
okay.
we don't think about money like that. And they actually told us to pull out a $100 bill, and they were going to make us burn it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This was an exercise.
Okay. You know, hopefully you didn't burn it.
Literally, they had their staff to hold up a candle.
Okay.
And we were supposed to take this $100 bill and put it in the fire.
Oh, wow.
And then he wanted to know how we felt about burning our money.
Uh-huh.
And we had to write that down.
Okay, good.
But the bottom
line
was,
it really sounds like
trying
to get you to get to the core of your relationship with money and, like Lori said, being strategic with your money.
Right. You know,
wow.
Basically he says, you know, if you don't take your money and invest it, and if you don't put it in the right places, you're burning it up. It's just
true.
Like,
yeah,
just take your money and put it in the fire and watch it burn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and,
a good
know,
analogy.
Sometimes it takes different scenarios for people to understand things, and I was like, that was a rude awakening for me.
Yeah, that's good. Well, did you have a question or anything that I can help you with, or did you just want to make a comment?
Oh, no, ma'am. I have a question.
Okay, right.
I am in the process of starting my business.
Okay, awesome. Love it.
From a business plan that I did in 2004.
Okay.
So for 13 years, that plan has just been sitting there and sitting
mm-hmm.
there and
collecting
so
dust.
Now
cobwebs.
Now I decide that I want to work it. And
nice.
I have a website. And
nice.
Like you said, it's under construction.
Okay.
I'm going to. It is. It's under construction.
Okay. Not bad.
Today I had email issues. You know, so I have to work. I was working the back office today.
Okay, great.
But I don't know how to, how do you get it out there in the mix?
Mm-hmm. Get your business concept out there so others
yes.
will learn about you?
Yes.
Well, and without asking what your business idea, because that's personal to you until you're ready to launch it out there and everything. Now, let me ask you this. How is your network of, you know, peers, friends, organizations? What is your network like?
Me?
Yeah, your personal network of friends and colleagues and peers. What is that like?
I don't do a lot of networking. I mean, I have friends.
Uh-huh.
You know, but
yeah.
I don't do a lot of networking.
Okay. Well, in this day and age, and what's your name, by the way? I'm sorry.
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. Well, you know, the thing about it, hi, is that in this day and age, networking is so important, and especially social media networking. And I don't care what age you are, because I was having a conversation with an 80-year-old last night who is very social media savvy. Oh man, and she's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, she gets around. So we really just can't afford to have an excuse for not being engaged on some level of digital marketing, social media marketing, network marketing. But Cheryl, it's going to be vital for your business to get the exposure and to gain the momentum that you need is you have to have a really strong network of people. Now, if you're someone who, let's say, is, you know, you're more of an introvert, you know, shy, you know, whatever the case may be, you are going to probably, one I would recommend is some classes, speaking classes, like the Toastmasters of America. One, it helps you with getting out there speaking more and just learning how to engage on different levels. And then two, it allows you to interact with a new group of people. So you automatically get a new set of people that are going to be friends or maybe business partners, or you'll service them. It's automatically built in. So for your business to grow, it's about who you know. So that's going to be a key component, is that you are going to have to expand into, you know, getting to know people, and maybe a forum like this, a radio talk blog show or a blog in general, is that's how you get out there. There's so many things that I can tell you that you can do. But, yeah, you have to be willing to say, you know what, I will think outside of the box and I will stretch myself. Like that exercise you said they did with, hey, either you can, you know, use your money and have a good relationship, or you can just continue burning it, you know, like a candle. That was, like you said, eye-opening for you. So in the same with business as a whole, you kind of continue to stretch yourself and pull yourself in directions that, you know, might be uncomfortable. But after a while, you'll become acclimated and you'll become accustomed to just a different way of doing things. So.
And we so trust that. Thank you, Lori. That was such a thorough
Absolutely.
Answer to the caller's question. And I trust that the information was really beneficial for them. It's amazing. And, caller, we thank you for being a listener of Motivational Mondays and just chiming in. We always love the participation. It's always so rich and flavorful. I love the organic nature of how it flows. Ms. Lori, it's amazing. Can you believe it's almost at that hour point? The time
I can't even
believe.
Oh, wow. It really did. But you know what? This time change, this whole day has been on, you know, like 100 miles per hour. So, yeah, it's been fun. Yeah, I can't believe it. But, yeah, this has been great.
I thank you so much. And I wanted to make sure that our listening audience mm-hmm. knew how can they connect with Lori Battle offline. What are your social
yes.
connections, website? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, just how to get in touch with me offline and online. So you can get in touch with me if you have questions or you want to connect with me or you want to come to any of my events. I'm located in the Los Angeles, California area. And my website, my personal website coaching address is, what other than my name, LoriBattle.com. And Lori is spelled L-O-R-I. And that's Battle, B-A-T-T-L-E. So www.LoriBattle.com is how you can get online, you know, read some of my blogs and just find out what I'm doing as far as events and things. Now, you also can email me directly, and that's info@LoriBattle.com, same spelling. And my social media handles, if you're on Facebook, I'm Lori Battle. If you're on Instagram, I'm Lori Battle. So, and then if you're on LinkedIn, I'm Lori Battle. So I'm really easy. I have a, you know, pretty unique name, and you can find me. I would love to connect with you. I do postings, inspirational quotes, and, you know, a lot of empowering things that help you on your day-to-day grind. So, yep, that's how you can reach me, Coach Adams, on social media and through direct email.
Well, we so thank you for being such a light on this Motivational Monday, bringing great wisdom and richness of nuggets that we can truly process and see to move to the next level in our dream and this expanding, dreaming big against all odds. This is Motivational
Absolutely.
Mondays with Coach Adams. Yes. This is Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we want you to know that we have a Motivational Mondays forum on Facebook. We want to continue this dialogue with you. Maybe you had a question and time did not permit for you to get your question asked and answered. You have a comment, you have a show idea. We would love to hear from you. So just simply Motivational Mondays forum on Facebook and you can connect with us. Of course, I desire Coach Adams to stay connected with you. You can visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I want you to know that, wow, we have a host of dynamic guests that will be joining us right here in the virtual boardroom. Prepare for Craig Thomas, CPA, Don't Let Taxes Get You Down. We have Dr. Cosette White coming up, the money coach, attracting the best. We have Lois Green, who's affectionately known as the economic evangelist, and we're talking about dead presidents don't hold the power over your vision. So I'm really excited. And, of course, blended in all of that, we have our Shape Up series, Shape Up and Win with Coach Adams. I thank you all so much for tuning in to today's episode of Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.